Well, hello, good people. Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Happy Black Woman. Okay, so today's episode is healthy relationships versus toxic or unhealthy relationships. Let me also start off by saying no one is perfect. If you're looking for perfection, you will surely never find it. But you know, you must find someone who isn't perfect, but perfect for you. All relationships have their ups and downs, but it's up to you to decide when you've had more downs than ups. All right, let us do healthy relationships first. A healthy relationship should be with someone who accepts your past, supports your present, and encourages your future. It should have mutual respect. I think I'm going to do numbers. Yeah, let's back it up with numbers. Number one, mutual respect. Respect differences without expressing judgment. Number two, team effort. When you both are working towards the same goals for the good of the relationship. Number three, physical touch. Mutually enjoyable affection. Some people need this more than others. You definitely need to always stay in tune with your partner. You should know how much they like to be touched or not touched. Point blank, period. Number four, trust. That speaks for itself. Number five, honesty. Secrecy is the enemy of Number five is honesty. Secrecy is the enemy of intimacy. Every healthy relationship is built on a foundation of honesty and trust. Number five, boundaries. You need to establish when to talk things out and when to wait until a better time. I struggle with this because I have no filter at times, and I don't care what time it is. I'm working on it. Okay. And number six, negotiation and compromise. Try to turn a situation into a win-win so that each partner gets some of what he or she wanted. Number seven, individuality. You must be able to maintain your individualism and not become dependent on your partner to breathe. Number eight, assertiveness. Clearly and respectfully articulating what one wants while responding to and honoring the other's rights. Number nine, good communication. Because there is a difference between good communication and bad communication. Example, bad communication is when you seem to keep having the same argument over and over, yet you never resolve the issue. Number 10, equality. There is no quote unquote king of the castle, so to speak. Each partner is an equal part of the team. Number 11, problem solving. Breaking down your big problems and identifying the most appropriate solution. Number 12, support. Knowing how much support each individual needs at that time, are always supporting each other without having to fix it or agree. Number 13, anger management. This is an important one. Dealing with anger in a positive, non-violent way. Number 14, understanding. You must be able to understand where your partner is coming from at all times. If you have a good understanding of them as a person, a lot of these issues will just go away. Number 15, self-confidence. Balancing the needs of the relationship with the needs for self-care. Because let's face it, genuine relationships depend first on a healthy relationship with ourselves. And remember, good relationships don't just happen. They take time, patience, and two people who truly want to be together. Trigger warning. Two unhealthy people cannot have a healthy relationship. Take that how you want. But okay, now we're going to move on to unhealthy relationships, or what we call toxic relationships. Number one, control. You cannot control someone that you love. They are not a remote. If they are trying to control what you eat, how much you eat, how you dress, who you can be friends with, this may be a serious red flag. Number two, hostility. Being overly aggressive or emotional at times when it shouldn't be that serious. This is a sign that they may have some unresolved hostility towards you. Number three, dishonesty. Lying about big things, little things, and everything in between. Everyone knows white lies spare someone's feelings. And they're occasionally okay, but even those might come back and bite you in the butt. Number four, disrespect. Talking down to you in person or on social media, whatever it is, treating you as if you are less than. These are clear signs of disrespect. Number five, pressure. Every situation has an unreasonable amount of urgency or just forcing you to do something that you would normally not do. Number six, intimidation and or threats. These two go hand in hand. Using words or body gestures to intimidate your spouse or threats of violence. Threats of any kind, really. Number seven, manipulation. A manipulative person knows how to twist words, play on emotions, and otherwise manage a situation in a sneaky fashion to get what he or she wants. Number eight, stalking. Showing up unexpectedly to your job, your friend's house, or anywhere they didn't get an invite, or even showing up after you've already told them not to. Also, watching you without your permission, not only is it creepy, but is a serious sign of a mental illness. Number nine, psychological aggression. This refers to verbal and behavioral acts that are intended to humiliate, criticize, blame, dominate, and isolate one's partner. Name calling like fat, ugly, stupid, worthless. You get my point? Yeah. Number 10, accusations. Accusing you of cheating is the most common form of accusing. Accusing you of not loving them, basically accusing you of anything you didn't do. Number 11, dependency. Acting as if they need you to do the simplest tasks, relying on you in ways they just shouldn't. I once had a friend that had a husband. He would throw huge fits if they didn't eat dinner together. He acted as if he couldn't eat without her, being totally dependent on another person. That's unhealthy in so many ways we can't even get into right now. Number 12, violence. Physical, emotional, sexual. Those are the three main types. Any one of these forms is unacceptable and should not be tolerated. And no matter how much they apologize or say they won't do it again, please believe they will. And I could have said so many more, but they all kind of fall into each other with this toxic relationship thing. A toxic relationship will drag you down emotionally, financially, and spiritually. A real relationship should inspire you to be better. When it's right, you will have no bumps. No, I can't say that. You'll have some bumps. All relationships have it has its ups and downs. All relationships aren't perfect all the time. But a toxic relationship is what you need to realize and get out of. When it isn't right, you will have too many bumps along the way and arguments every single day. This is for anyone that may be in a toxic relationship right now. Just know that your internet usage can be monitored and is impossible to erase completely. If you are in an abusive relationship, just know you can get out. You don't need them like they say you do. Call 800-799-SAFE or visit thehotline.org. That's THEHOTLINE.org. Even if you're not ready to leave, remember to clear your browser history after visiting this website. I don't want to cause any more problems than you already have. And no matter what you do from here, make this day your day.